Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market. And the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is urging residents to get their flu shots amid rising influenza activity in Michigan and across the U.S. MDHHS highlights that vaccination remains the most effective way to prevent serious illness, especially as a new H3N2 flu strain known as subclade K is spreading. Recent data shows only 18% of Michiganders are currently vaccinated, putting many at risk as the holiday season approaches. Last year's flu season resulted in more than 33,000 hospitalizations and 14 pediatric deaths, Michigan's highest since tracking began, demonstrating the severe impact flu can have on families and communities. The MDHHS recommends anyone age 6 months or older receive a flu vaccine and practice additional precautions like proper hygiene and staying home when sick to help limit the spread of the virus. And the Michigan State Police is launching its annual Stuff a Blue Goose holiday drive, inviting residents across Michigan to help fill patrol cars with new toys and non-perishable food for families in need. Now in its 16th year, the statewide campaign features more than 30 collection events where MSP patrol vehicles, known as Blue Geese, will serve as drop-off points for donated items. Items gathered at each location will stay in the local community and be distributed through area charities to neighbors in need. The drive began in 2009 at the former White Pigeon Post after troopers saw rising need in their community and expanded a small in-house effort into a public donation campaign that filled 10 patrol cars the first year. The tradition has since grown into a signature MSP holiday outreach effort aimed at brightening the season for children and families statewide. In 2024, community generosity helped troopers collect more than 12,000 toys, 15 pounds of non-perishable food, and $50,000 in monetary support for families facing hardship. Officials say that strong public participation each year allows the department to make a meaningful difference in the communities it serves. And this Sunday, the Huron County 4-H Council is sponsoring a 4-H Movie Day at 2 p.m. on Sunday, December 7th, 2025, at the Bad Axe Theater featuring Tim Allen in The Santa Claus. The 4-H Council is only covering the admission fee for all currently enrolled and approved 4-H members and their parents. Youth must be currently enrolled in 4-H online to attend. No exceptions. Pre-registration is required to attend this 4-H event by contacting the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949 between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, or emailing varelli7@msu.edu with the names of those who would like to attend. Deadline to pre-register is before 4 p.m. this Friday, December 5th, 2025. No registrations will be accepted after 4 p.m. on December 5th. When we come back after this Amanda Langmaid Farmers Insurance sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Time doesn't send a warning. That's why Amanda Langmaid with Farmers Insurance in Sebring helps you prepare before life surprises you, from your car to your home, and yes, even your life. Amanda builds plans that protects what matters most. Not cookie cutter coverage, real coverage for your real life. Because peace of mind isn't a luxury, it's a plan. Contact Amanda Langmaid in Sebring at 989-704-3409. That's 989-704-3409. Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance in Sebring. Here for life, ready when you are.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, prosecutors and lawmakers continue to seek answers about the rules and oversight surrounding a series of U.S. strikes on suspected narcotic smuggling vessels. With legal experts debating whether the operations reflect an expansion of military authorities traditionally reserved for counterterrorism campaigns. And in our international news, Russia's president has said the country's inflation rate is expected to fall to about 6% by the end of 2025, a projection below earlier government and central bank forecasts, and one that economists are watching as Moscow adjusts to sanctions and wartime spending. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market.